Well, we're in Psalm 106 this morning, and I want to read verses 1 through 5 from the Passion New Testament. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Everyone thank God, for He is good and easy to please. Interesting translation. For He is good, we all know that. Easy to please? Is he? You bet he is. You bet he is. Give it up, surrender, and you have pleased him. Amen. Sometimes we try too hard, don't we? And then we look at him and we say, you're too hard to please. All he wants is our confession to him. Confess your sins. Sit in his lap and let him minister his mercy and his forgiveness to you. There is no way we can extend forgiveness to people in this world or people in the body of Christ. We can't extend it if we haven't first received it. He so graciously gives. So keep that thought in your mind today as you live out this day for him. Thinking he's easy to please. All I have to do is surrender. Amen. Everyone thank God, for he is good and easy to please. Your tender love for us, Lord, continues forever. It doesn't last just a second. It continues forever. Who could ever fully describe your glorious miracles? Yahweh, who could ever praise you enough? I can't. Together we're going to make an attempt to praise him. Amen. We're going to do it. The happiest one on earth is the one who keeps your word and clings to righteousness every moment. Another sentence that we look at as the psalmist wrote it and we think, clings to righteousness? I don't see myself always as righteous, but I do see myself clinging to righteousness. I'm going to cling to Jesus. He was all the righteousness that was ever needed. Amen? Amen. And all I have to do is cling to him. Again, it makes it easier to please God. So remember me, Lord, as you take joy in your people. Oh, yes, Lord. And when you come to bring the blessings of salvation, don't forget me. Oh, Lord, don't forget me. I'm going to stay right here where you can see me in your presence. Don't forget me. I'm going to make noise, Lord, so you don't forget me. Amen. Let me share in the wealth and beauty of all your lovers. Rejoice with your nation. What's his nation? The kingdom of God. Amen. In all their joys. And let me share in the glory you give to your chosen ones. Amen. What a beautiful psalm. What a beautiful psalm and five verses to really cling to this morning and throughout the day. We're going to stand now and we're going to say it together. And the first verse is from the Passion translation. And then we're going to say the fifth verse. It says from the Passion, but you'll find that actually from the New Living. Let's go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everyone thank God, for he is good and easy to please. Your tender love for us, Lord, continues forever. Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage. Amen. And that leads us right back into the first song, because his grace is what? Enough. Amen. It is. And it even says, so remember me, your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. And that's this verse goes hand in hand with this song. And we didn't play it. We didn't plan it that way, did we?
No.
It just happened. God, you are a miracle maker. Amen.